Hello, everyone. I have to get my spiel again. Hi, I'm Sylvanus, or Sylvanus, or however you want to pronounce my name. There's me. I like my name, because I'm a narcissist like that. So, I am been going through a series of classes aimed for aspiring scouts. This next class is going to focus on star maps. Both the in-game and out-of-game star maps. This will be a relatively quicker class. I'm going to try to keep this one shorter so I have time to prepare for combat probing and scouting classes which follow this one. If you have questions, please write them in class.ene chat channel, and please preface them with a Q colon. Like so. That way it's easier for me to find them. Alright. The star map. The star map is a frequently overlooked topic regarding Eve. Most people don't even look at it, don't even consider it, don't even think about it. It is quite a powerful utility, actually, if you can use it appropriately. So I would like everyone to, right now, pull up your map. The default shortcut is F10, or you can find it on your Neocomp. Make sure that a new box should pop up called the World Map Control Panel. Make sure that you are on the Universe map and not the Solar System map. And here we see Eve and all its prettiness. Uncle, you don't have the window. It might have been combined with one of your already open windows, or it might be on the Neocom on the left. If you don't have the Universe, on the pop-up box that should came up, you should click the star map button. Now, a couple, Uncle, do you have it yet? Okay, good. Now, a couple of little cleanup things. If it is in 3D, if you see the flatten map button, please click that. It just makes it a lot easier to have a flat map than the 3D map. Also, I would like you to make sure that tiles, if you go on the sub-tab star map, and then beneath that, I would like you to go to tiles, make sure no tiles is checkmarked, and for lines, you can do whatever you want. I personally have all lines up. For labels, I have no region names, because they get in the way, I find. Sorry. My personal preferences are to have, on the Tiles tab, no tiles. On the Lines tab, all lines. For labels, no region names. And remove the checkmark for landmark names. They also tend to get in the way. And then for stars, put it to actual color for now. So, there we go. There's the map. Primarily what we're going to be interested in is all these sub-functions on the stars tab. If you see a tessellated grid, take that off. That's under the tiles section. Check mark it so it says no tiles. The tiles tend to get in the way. Alright. Now, primarily what we're concerned about is all the sub little options on the stars tab. So if you want, make your world map control panel a bit larger so it may be a little bit easier to see. Now, within this feature, you can click on the system, click on a star, it will snap your camera to it, it'll show you the security status if you hover over it, the name, the constellation if you have that checkmarked, and so on. Simple, not too hard, nothing complicated, nothing unexpected there. If you right-click a system, you can say set as destination, set as waypoint. You can save location, and so on. Primarily, all you would do is set destinations from this map mode. That tends to be only what you do. So Yeah, there's, sorry, not a better way to describe that. If you want to remove it, right-click the same system, remove waypoint, done. The little, now the stars, you can change a lot of the features and what things are colored and why they're colored. I'm going to cover the lines real quick because, in general, those don't actually change. There are three colors of lines, if you notice. There's blue, red, and purple. Blue lines indicate with an interconstellation jump. Within the same constellation, all the lines are colored blue. If you jump from a constellation to a new one, it's colored red. And if you're jumping from one region to another, it's colored purple. There's not much of an actual difference between these. There's not much really to concern yourself about that. But I'm just pointing that out so you know what those colors actually mean. Alright. Go back to the stars tab. I want you to switch from actual color to security status. You will notice there are now pretty colors on all the stars, varying from blue to green to yellow to orange to red. This is just a graphical representation of the security status of a system. Blue being high sec, blue and green being high sec, yellow being 0.5, so it's still high sec, but in between, and red, orange being low sec, and red being null sec. Alright, now at this point, a lot of people go, but Sylvanus, that doesn't really do anything cool or special. Why do we need this map? Well, I would reply, you do not know the full capabilities of this map yet. Most of the options are self-explanatory. But they're useful in their own little ways. For instance, my information tab folder in there. You know, my assets. This will put a red dot wherever you have items in station. This lets you see the relative position of your stuff. Your bookmarks to let you see which areas you should probably go to mark or not. Cargo illegality. If you have something that's questionable in your cargo hold, it will show you where you cannot go, or else get fined, and so on. Now, within my information, though, there are two features in there that are the freak out the FC features. The first one is my corp members in now in space. This one, since you're in the uni, will not actually work. Normally, I can click on this tab and it'll show me a green dot to show any of my corporation members where they are in space. This does not allow you to see docked corp members, only the ones that are physically in space. The uni, by virtue of it being so large, this actually breaks it, and so you don't see anything. So unfortunately, sad face there. Oh, you do see green dots. They changed that. It did not work for me before, so they've improved that. And you can hover over and see that, hey, let's see, we've got a couple people for me in space in N5Y. And in, you know, wherever. Where's the green dot which tab? That's under World Map Control Panel, Star Map, Stars, My Information, My Corp Members Now in Space. The other one is My Fleet Members. And that will show you where your fleet members, if you're part of a fleet, where any of them are. This does include if they're docked. This is the freak out the FC button. I have been on a couple of fleets where the FC has told the scouts a certain way to go, and he hasn't told the rest of the fleet. Well, I just pulled this up, pulled up my fleet members, and see which direction the scouts are heading. And then I knew where we were going. That, like, oh, we're going to Old Man Star. I've said this to them, to the FC, who then gets freaked out that, how did you know? You're a spy. And I go, point this out. No. I can just tell. I mention this not because you should actually use it if you're a spy. If you're a spy, you should already know this. If you don't, bad spy. However, I'm telling you all this because if you're going to FCF fleet, you have to know this will compromise you. That if anyone is in your fleet, they know where everyone in your fleet is. So assume, if there's a spy fleet, he knows where every single person is. If you have hit secret capitals in your fleet in a secret location, and if they're in the same fleet as you, your spy now knows where they are. You can put your scouts in fleet. You should put your scouts in fleet. In my opinion. But just know that a spy in your fleet can and, you know, find out where those scouts are. Now, the update on these, I have not run any specific numbers. There is a delay in the update. I think I would venture to guess once every 5 minutes or so, those will update. So they're not good for up to the second information, but up to the minute, yeah. Bell Raj brings up a good point of who says your scout isn't the spy. This is actually very true. I don't want to freak you out with there are spies everywhere, berating you guys about that, because to some extent, I think it's unnecessary. But on the other hand, yes, spies are everywhere. Just assume there are. Okay. So those are the two really cool buttons in my information. The next folder, the occupancy ones, are really only needed for faction warfare. That shows where the different factions currently hold their sovereignty over and which areas are contested and they're fighting over. Since you're all in the uni, none of you actually have to concern yourselves with that. If you are in a faction warfare corp, then you then that's where you look. Planets folder. You ever wonder where that plasma planet is? Well, you can just search here. Yes, you can look on .lan. I will explain how to do that later about .lan, but this is a quick way to find different things in games. For instance, if you want to know where all the shattered planets are in game, which there aren't that many of, this is how you can do it. We're looking for that barren planet. No. And then if you hover over, you can see how many barren planets there are in system. Yes, two of them are in wormholes that don't show, though. One of them was found by James Argent and Future Corp, which I believe they auctioned off. I'm not sure how much. They got some pretty screenshots of it, though. They got the C3, I forget, the lower class one, the C3 or C4, I forget what it is. There's one more shattered planet, a C6, which has yet to be found. Or it's probably been found, just people haven't announced it. Okay, services. This isn't extremely useful in HiSec just because there tends to be stations everywhere. You tend in HiSec not to have to worry about, oh, there's, you know, a station with fitting service here or a refinery. There tend to be mostly them everywhere, or a good chunk of everywhere except in a Mars space. In NullSec, though, this is a really big issue. There are not a lot of stations in NullSec. So you can go for 20 jumps without seeing a single station to dock up in. Obviously, this is a concern if you're going to move out to NullSec, so this is what you can use to find where's the nearest station to you. Please note, though, that these stations might not take you in because some of them might be player-controlled stations. Lee asks, sometimes when you hover over a planet, the darn thing lags, little details pop up. There's nothing I can really say about that except it's probably lagged by your computer or the server. And it's just lag. Sovereignty. Again, this only really is a concern for NullSec people. But you can see here the sovereignty changes. You can see who holds sovereignty over which system. You can see it all in pretty, pretty colors. This can be pulled by the API. This is how that sovereignty map for NullSec gets updated. Out of game. It pulls the information from here and then, boom, updates it on the little website. Alright. So, as you can see, a lot of that actually isn't a concern for you. The thing that you want to pay attention to, though, is statistics. This is where most of what you're worrying about isn't. If you notice, All the stuff in there is basically how to hunt players. Average pilots in space, sign-up fields, escape pods destroyed, ships destroyed, jumps in the past 24 hours, pirates and police ships. They all indicate various things, and if you combine all that information together, you can get a good idea of what's happening in any given system without ever going to it. So, yeah, let's bring up a good one right now. Go to escape pods destroyed in the last hour. So we've got some orange dots here and there, and then we have one giant red dot. And if I notice, by zooming over it, it's in TVN-FM. There were 31 pods destroyed in the last hour. Now, I'm personally just looking at the last hour. So you can be pretty certain, in TVN right now, there's probably a battle that just happened, a large one. And if I go, I'm also going to pull up now, I'm going to switch to ships destroyed in the last hour. And yep, there's a big red dot there as well. So 62 ships destroyed in the last hour, that's kind of a relatively smallish battle for NullSec, but a battle nonetheless. So, if you combine all these things together, for instance, let's look for a system, Dudrada. I just linked it, you can right-click it and say, show on map. And then it'll zoom your camera to Dudrada. I can see there are 24 pilots in system Dudrada. So that's a fair good number out for a low-sec system. Because remember, these are pilots in space. This doesn't count those that are in station. There could be another 100 in station. I don't know, but there are 24 in space. That's a pretty sizable number. And now I'm going to go through all the destroyed. So escape pods destroyed last 24 hours. Nothing. Okay, not much podding happening there. Let's see how many ships destroyed in the past 24 hours. 8. And in the past hour, 3. Okay, so there's some action, some PvP going on there, but not a huge amount. Let's look at number of pilots currently docked and active. 17. Okay, so now I have an idea how many people are there in total. And if you notice that big red giant dot, that is Jita. Why are there so many more ships destroyed in high sec than low sec? Are these ships destroyed past 24 hours? Let's do it past hour. Let's see, I can only assume wars, or, kind of, instapop, you know, gate.
Low sec tends to be a lot less populated than, high sec, and similarly the combat filters down. High sec, because of the very high population density, you get a lot more kills per number of people.
Also, ships destroyed include if you die to an NPC just in a mission, if you get blown up, you will show up. So, I'm not sure, but those might be noob systems. The noob systems always tend to have a high number of ships destroyed because there is one mission where they blow up your ship.
Yeah, that's right, there's two mission cells. Shame on you, you forgot.
Oh, two. Okay, so, using those little features right there, you can get an idea of, hey, is Old Man Star hopping? Do you think the United are out in Rancor? Let's find a good place where we might find some low-sec action. You use these statistics to find out where is a good location. So this is commonly used by FCs and scouts to get intel about a system without ever actually traveling there. Any questions on that? Will it highlight your current route? Yes, it will if you have a destination selected. Is there a way to prevent solar system data from expanding automatically when it moused over? No. Not that I know of. Okay, so that covers pretty much the in-game map. There are more little features and stuff, but that's the meat of it. Is there a reason why mouse over wouldn't work if you have it accidentally over like a name or if something's in the way? For instance, with the labels, the landmark names, if that's checkmarked, it's really hard to hover over Amar because Amar Homeworlds is labeled on top of it and it's hard to get around it, so. Next, I've linked to for you .lan. You can use this in-game, you can also use this out-of-game. This is a player-created mapping tool. It offers vector diagrams of all the systems in EVE. These are not drawn in exact position. They're done relative position, not by distance, but just by jumps. So the layout on .lan and another link that I'm going to give you a bit later will basically are for jumps, not for to know how light year, you know, how far away something is with light years. Is there advantage to using 3D view? Not really, except it gives you an idea. Some star systems are really far up and down, which become an issue once you fly capitals and you're using jump drives. So take a look at .lan. Now you can pull up the universe map, which will give you a map very similar to the in-game browser. You can click on the specific region maps just to get that region. So let's pull up, we're in Metropolis. Let's pull up Metropolis. And there's the .lan map for Metropolis, and you can see there are a good chunk of systems. I'm not going to go over all the key things, but, you know, a green outline is high sec. A dotted one is low sec. In the very top right, you can say search ship / podkills Metropolis. You can change those to change it to what you want. So it basically mirrors the in-game maps with jumps, NPC kills, and so on. But it lets you see a whole region at once, which can be a bit easier to look at than just looking at the dots. The other main feature then used with .lan is the navigation feature. So at the very top, click on navigation. And then under there, click route planner. Route planner. In this case, I'm going to type in system name Aldrin, and it there pops up, and I'm going to say add. And then I'm going to put in Jida and add that one as well. You have your route options, faster, prefer high sec, prefer low sec, 00, and so on. And then click go, and it basically gives me the route. This mirrors the in-game functionality, nothing special there.
Don't go into Rancer.
Don't go into, well, unless you're, you know what you're doing or have a support fleet with you. Yanu asks, Aldrat and Dudreda both are bottlenecks to small groups of system. Intentional? I can only assume so, because I got confirmation from someone somewhere that every single system in EVE was created by hand. By that, I mean they didn't just throw a random number, or they were each named. I'm not sure if the actual layouts of the systems were all done intentionally, but at least every single name in EVE was created by a person. Coming up with a name, nothing random. Yes, there is always the distinction between Anher and Pirate. So never confuse Anher and Pirate. One is Anher, the other one's Arnher. Hey, it's better than Hofjalgend, also known as Beefboard.
Who came up with that name?
That was Stolo. Stolo could have pronounced it, so it's just aligned to a Beefboard. And everyone knew which system he was talking about. All Nullsec systems, some Nullsecs do have names, other ones have letter and number acronyms, which are annoying. Anyway, with .lan and in-game, I forgot to mention this as well, plug in a couple of systems in-game, just add waypoint, add a bunch, it doesn't matter where. Then, on your world map control panel, this works pretty much the same way in .lan. Autopilot, waypoints. At the very, very bottom, hit optimize. You will now get the most efficient route to travel to all those systems. This is very, very handy if you're going to be a hauler and a trader. Because if you're hauling for Red Frog, you want to maximize your profits, which means taking as few jumps as you can. It's a neat little feature that a lot of people don't realize. This pretty much can also be mirrored on .lan. Optimize, it's on the world map control panel, autopilot, waypoints, and at the very, very bottom, optimize. For it to work, though, you have to add in a couple of destinations in order to see the effects of it. Okay, .lan also includes various other statistics and stuff, so it's a great way to get information on a system, as well as statistics over time, which the in-game browser doesn't do. I have now linked the system of Dudreda from .lan. And if you click on that, you'll see it gives you a bunch of statistics. You can expand these as well, but you can see then, for a system, what times it has been active. These are, you know, so NPC kills, jumps, ship kills, pod kills. These are all intel tools to gain an approximation of what is happening in the system without ever being there. If we see a high number of NPC kills, that means, you know, someone's ratting. High number of ship kills, there's PvP happening. You cannot use them for wormholes anymore. It used to be that way. It used to be you would constantly use it if you're on wormholes. CCP removed the statistics from wormholes. So you can no longer jump into a wormhole, run it through Dotland, and find out the jumps, the NPC kills, and so on. Yeah, I have I have upwards of 6 different chat channels open every time. Okay. Dotland, I'm going to suggest you play around with it a little bit. I'm not going to go over every detail of it, but check it out. It's really fun, really cool. A lot of people like it. For those of you who are potentially listening to a recording, the web address for Dotland is evemaps.dotland.net. And for the next website is the Ombiv 2D Eve Maps. The website is ombeve.co.uk. I have linked it in class chat. And from there, you can download a PDF of Eve Maps in 2D. I personally use these. I have them printed out. I have hard copies. When I do fleet work, I spread these out in front of me, and use them. So that way, these do not give as much information as Dotland. They don't contain the statistics, obviously. However, I much prefer these for navigating. As a scout, if I'm moving ahead of fleet, sometimes we get in a tough situation. And the FC needs an escape route. I, because I have these maps, can just look down and see where we are and where's the closest high sec and what route that's going to take me through. Fairly easy, fairly quickly. I've also, when I was in the uni, I highlighted all the common routes to low sec so I could quickly see the route that we would be taking to get to Old Man Star or to Rancer or to Amamake. Eventually you just learn them by memory, but when you're starting out, these are very helpful. Because situational awareness is important. It's not just enough to know what is happening in system or on grid with you. You really should get in the habit of knowing the entire couple of solar systems around you. Knowing where the high sec systems are, where stations are, where low sec, where shortcuts are. Ways to possibly cut off. You eventually look at this. If I say, hold on, if you go to the very top of the Ombi maps, and then go to... What region is Amara in? I forget.
We were cut off on the roam yesterday.
What system were you in?
Let me see, 1 second.
You were near Weld.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Weld. And then...
What region is that in?
Trying to find a search button.
That's, Molden Heath.
Molden Heath, okay. So if you're in the Ombi maps, or whatever map, check out Molden Heath, and then find Weld. Okay, there's Weld. It's a 0.3 low-sec system, kind of on the far end. Adjacent to it are Klinkt, Adateed, and Kattegat. Kattegat is a high-sec system, so that would be your quickest route of, if you can get out to there, that's your safest place to go. If you can't, though, that means you have two routes. You can either go Klinkt, which is a pipe, the Urntrek, and Avester, where it splits up into another high-sec system and a low-sec. Or you could go the other way around, Adateed, Eggbinger, Munakakken, and that way to Tionisuade, where it's a pipe. Or you could head into B-VIP and into Nullsec. I know it doesn't exactly sound like a lot. What I'm saying, it doesn't sound like, that's not that important, that's not that useful. In fleets, it is. All those little bits of information, knowing where you can go, how many gates there will be, which routes, which alternate routes you can take, where you can split up, where you can meet up together, all become really useful. Alright, that is actually kind of all I wanted to cover with maps. It's took up an hour. I know we didn't talk about too much, but... I just wanted to make sure, though, that star maps get the attention they deserve. Does anyone have any question? Do you use the radar section of Dotland? I personally don't. I know some people have played around with it. For those of you who are interested, the radar system would essentially, you open up in-game and allows you to track someone out of game, so you can give it to someone. But there is some issues and questions regarding security regarding it. So, in general, you don't have to. It's also fun just to pull up the map and see what recent kills have happened in the past 24 hours. And if you notice a large dot, checking the kill boards to see what happened there.